This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of the Nerd Nest podcast. We're doing this live. We just Rich sent me a message and said, hey, why don't we do a live stream? And I said, that's a terrible idea. I had surgery today and I have a cane now, at least temporarily. And I was thinking, he was like, yeah, you're right. I didn't want to push you. And then I just sat there thinking about it. And I was like, I'm just sitting there. I'm not doing anything. There's no reason why I can't talk to Rich.
Yeah.
So I sent him a message and he didn't respond on Discord. So I texted him and I said, hey, you want to still do that? And he said, yes. Rich, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Yeah. It's full disclosure. I sent that before we knew it was going to be a 10-minute stream, but we'll get into that.
Yeah. I considered a title change because that was weird, but I figured, yeah, let's just leave it the way it is. I just want to say thank you to the, like, we just hit live and we didn't really tell anybody about this ahead of time, really. And there's like 80, nope, just went up to 100. There's like 100 people here already. You guys are awesome. Guys. I really appreciate it. So real quick, I just want to, you know, full disclosure, I am a little hoarse from... I'm not a little teapot. Somebody said that in chat. I don't know why. I'm a little hoarse from, you know, having a thing down my throat today for the anesthesia. But I'm fine. The problems that I was having with my knee because I tore my meniscus, feeling better. Now it just kind of hurts because I had surgery today. So I'll be hobbling around on a cane for a little bit, which is nice because, you know, when my son mouths off to me, I can whack him with it. I can reach over and adjust my lights with my cane. Like, there's a lot of advantages to having a cane, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, I saw you adjusting the light. That was good.
All right. So, Rich.
You should also say, by the way, this is a special episode, right? Like, you still have your normal episode coming on Monday, Tuesday.
Yes. We have I have a regular episode coming up on Monday, and excuse me. We've got a special guest on that episode. Well, Monday or Tuesday. I don't know how long it'll take me to edit. But we got this is a bonus episode. And if you want to see more bonus episodes like this, make sure that you click that like button. But make sure that you tune in next week for the regular episode that we already had planned ahead of time with a special guest. So, Rich, I guess we got to talk about the elephant in the room. I think we should start with that. You know,
yes.
Asus had announced this live stream, or ROG Global, which is their YouTube channel. They announced this live stream, and then they pushed it an hour for reasons that they didn't get into, and that's perfectly fine. I've had to do that in the past before too. And you know, I was watching it, and then it was over, and no real information was shared. In fact, I think that you can get more information from the Verge article. That being said, I think that we still have a lot that we can talk about. And before we talk about what we do, quote unquote, know at this point, I do feel like I saw a lot of people piling on them. And while I do think that this was a very bad move on their part, I also don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know why they delayed it. We don't know if they decided to change something based on the Verge article coming out early, or maybe it wasn't early. I don't know. There's a lot that we don't know. So I'm reserving judgment for the hardware itself, but I will say that I feel like this was a bad PR move on their part. What do you think about it, Rich?
Yeah, that's a thing, right? Like, man, they sucked the wind out of what they were doing, and it's possible that they had plans to show more, and like you said, something happened where they couldn't do that for some reason. That's entirely possible, but it really took the wind out of the sails for this, right? Like, and you saw it in chat, like you said, people were piling on, just spamming L's on screen. So I do feel bad for anyone that was looking at that chat during that time, like especially people like monitoring the chat, right? Like that sort of thing. So it's unfortunate, but yeah, it was just not good, right? Like like you said, the Verge article had a lot more in it than what they teased. What they teased was, number one, they will make have an announcement June 2nd. Was it June 2nd?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is basically an announcement for an announcement. And I think I saw someone say that as soon as they had that slide up, half the viewership just walked away, right? Like they left the window. So
I was watching on my TV, so I couldn't see how many people were watching at the time, but I'm sure that that's true.
Yeah, I couldn't see either. I don't know if it was just hyperbole or whatever, but I did see someone say that. So, you know, once you do that, yeah, that's what's going to happen. Like people were tuned in for an announcement. I thought it was going to be a big deal. And they just sort of announced an announcement. And then they went into the battery life thing. This is also in the Verge article where, mm-hmm. and this reminds me of LeBron James when he went to the Heat, right? They're like, it's not 30% more. It's not 40% more battery life.
I didn't get the basketball reference, but just be proud of me that I know who LeBron James is and that he's a basketball player.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah, LeBron James, when he went to Miami, he says him and Dwayne Wade is like, it's not going to be three championship rings. It's not going to be four championship rings. It's not going to be five. And he just kept going. It's like, you should stop now. So yeah, they're like, it's not going to be 30% increase. It's not going to be 40% increase. So, but they also said it's the same Z1E, right? So,
Well, we'll get into the specifics in a little bit. Just, overall, what do you think that they should have done instead of what they did today?
Well, if assuming they just couldn't speak about this today, then I wouldn't have spoken about it today, right? Like I would maybe make a tweet like, we have a big announcement coming June 2nd, a silhouette of something, right? Make it clear that this is about the next ally. But that's the other thing too, right? Like is you were bound to have some people disappointed because this is the next ally, not ROG Ally 2.
Right.
So presumably some people were expecting an ROG Ally 2. And if you would have teased an announcement June 2nd and you didn't make it clear up front that this is not the ROG Ally 2, then certainly some people would have expected that. So that part is a delicate balance. But yeah, I would have waited to talk about it until I could say more.
Do you feel like the live stream was, and I'm putting that in quotes because it was 7 minutes or something. It was so short. Do you feel like the live stream was them just managing expectations for June 2nd? So the people wouldn't be anticipating a new chipset and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what it feels like in retrospect, right? I don't know if that was the right call. I know that a lot of people have been sort of giving rumors about, you know, an ROG Ally coming up soon. So I'm sure other people were already thinking about an ROG Ally too. But I think for the most part, I think most people, you know, we've seen what the Steam Deck OLED is compared to the Steam Deck. And it is an improvement in terms of like the eye size and stuff like that. But I think if you saw that, you can't really expect like a big generational leap from the next ROG Ally.
Yeah, I agree with that. I saw some people that kind of hopped on the, like they looked at the video after the fact and it said that live chat was disabled. Now, live chat wasn't disabled during the actual live stream, but they disabled it after the fact. And I saw some people looking at that and saying that they did that because they were getting dragged or whatever. And like, this is just something that big brands do all the time because people go into live chats for everything and say super toxic BS. They don't want that stuff on their channel. So of course they're going to disable that. So I don't think that it was fair for people to say, oh, look at them disabling live chat so that we couldn't see the reactions from everybody. Because guess what? There's still comments there. You can see the comments. So I don't know. I think that this was a PR mistake.
Yeah.
And what they should do instead next time is just, you know, selfishly come on the Nerd Nest podcast and talk about
yep.
it.
Yep. Yeah. I see Cake Batter says they may have been better shadow dropping the Ally X. And I mean, that's what the Steam Deck did, right? Like we even saw sort of the radio certification for the Steam Deck OLED, and we were still a little unclear as to what it was. That was by that point, we were starting to think it is a handheld that's coming, but we didn't know for sure. And then they just shadow dropped it. Right. So it was, right. I don't remember if it was available for purchase the same day. But it yeah, was I pretty can't close.
I think it might've been because everybody was pre-ordering it. Listen, yeah. Companies, here's the thing. Whenever you can surprise by shadow dropping an object, something, I feel like that's usually a good move, especially mm-hmm. if you know that your audience is going to be hyped for that. That yeah. being said, something that we'll talk about on the next episode of the Nerd Nest podcast is whether or not shadow dropping things can make it hard for you to market. So I'm not sure if shadow dropping versus not shadow dropping is the right move, but it's definitely better than what they did. But, you know, let's move on from what they did and talk
Hold on.
About
one no, quick thing.
Okay, go ahead.
One quick thing.
Yeah.
This is probably the third bad PR from a corporation this week. One of them you were just alluding to.
Yes.
Right. I know. So this is probably third on the list. First would be Microsoft, right? With
yeah. First would be studio. Sony. Then Microsoft happened
what
after
was
that.
The Sony thing? What was the Sony thing? Oh, Helldivers.
Are you kidding me?
All right. Then this is fourth. This is fourth because third place is Apple with that crushing ad.
Okay. I saw the ad. I was waiting to go in for my surgery, and I saw the ad like on my phone.
Yeah.
And I don't get. Listen, I don't want to get dragged into the weeds on this. I don't understand why everybody's upset about them.
We could do a whole video on that.
We could. It's a clever ad. We're taking all this stuff and we're fitting it into an iPad. I think that that's clever. I don't get why people are upset about that, but you know what? Whatever. Be mad
They're
gonna if you
start
want.
Spamming L in the chat now.
That's right. Hey, everybody. It's an Apple fanboy. Everybody yell at him. He says, holding a phone with an iPad over there, recording this on his MacBook.
Yeah, Blue Broham said Take Two. That was last week, though, right? Take Two with Roll 7. Roll, is that the name?
I don't remember. They shut down. They shut down a studio or something.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Yeah. Yeah, so many.
So many really, really bad things are happening in the gaming industry right now. But you know what I have to say? At least ROG Ally didn't fire anybody today, you know? So there's that.
That's what I'm saying. They had a bad moment today, but in the scheme of bad moments in gaming this week, they were not that bad.
Yeah. let's put it into perspective.
That's right.
All right. So let's move on from what they did today. And talk mm-hmm. about what we learned today, which admittedly, not a lot, but I think that there's some nuggets there for discussion. And mm-hmm. you already alluded to some of it, the big battery boost. So I'm going to hop over to the Verge article, and I'll put that on screen for the people watching this over on YouTube, youtube.com/nerdnest. Head over there and subscribe if you are listening to this on your favorite podcasting app. And I'm going to scroll down to this bit about from the Verge article. And they basically said Asus is going to cram a substantially large battery pack into the Ally X's revised shell. In a minute, remind me, I want to know what you think about the name. Mm-hmm. We're looking at we're not looking at 30 to 40% more capacity, he tells me. We're looking mm-hmm. at way more than that. He said, how much battery life would I realistically like to see from the revised handheld? I'd say I want to double the worst case battery life to 3 hours, since I'm currently seeing about 1.5 hours in intensive games. And the reply to, I want to see who wrote this, Sean Hollister.
Who is awesome,
by the way. He is awesome. Big fan of Sean Hollister. He said the reply to Sean Hollister was, it won't disappoint your worst case scenario. So before I throw to you, the thing that I'm thinking here is when Valve announced the Steam Deck OLED, and they said, we're putting a 50 watt hour battery in it. Mm-hmm. And right? That's a 50 watt hour now.
Correct. Yeah.
Yep. There's a 50 watt hour battery in it, and it's going to increase the battery life by 50%. Yep. And everybody, myself included, was very skeptical about that number because we're like, well, you know, correct. I'm doing some math here, and that doesn't make any sense. Now, some of the reasons why we ended up actually getting a 50% boost, because it actually turned out to be true. Number one, OLED. This is not OLED. We'll talk about the screen in a little bit. Number two, faster RAM, which allows the CPU to wind down faster when it when the system determines that it doesn't need it as much. And number three, a die shrink. Now, this is still using the same chip. It says that we're getting more RAM, nothing about whether or not it's faster RAM or not. Do you think, well, I mean, how big of a battery do you think that they're going to cram into this thing?
That's the thing, right? Because, okay, so first of all, they're saying they want to double. It won't disappoint and double. So if you can get from 1.5 hours to 3 hours in an intensive game, if you can get 3 hours in an intensive game on the ROG Ally X,
that's a win.
That's huge. That's amazing. So kudos to them if that's the case. The battery, I mean, like, I would think it's, and Kerry alluded to this in his video, right? So I think you said you're going to put a link to his video. Kerry kind of speculated around 70 watt hours, which I think would be the right spot to hit that 200% increase. Like, you don't have to be 80 watt hours because you might get a boost from faster RAM or more RAM or something like that, like you were alluding to. So maybe a 70 watt hour battery would be enough, but that's still a lot. I mean, the other thing to point out with Steam Deck OLED, right, was not only was it more battery life, 50% battery life compared to a 25% increase in capacity, but it was also lighter. The Steam Deck OLED is significantly lighter.
Right. Well, the OLED is a thinner thinner screen, which gets rid of some of that weight. But that's something I actually forgot about. It is lighter. And I just want to jump in real quick, because when Asus announced the first one, like, they went on and on about how they were super concerned about hitting a good weight
for
the ROG Ally. And I've said in the past that I think that that was a mistake because they should have crammed more battery in there. Do you think that they're going to hit a lower weight?
I think they agreed with you. They agreed with you. So he says, when we launched the original Ally, just a little bit down from where you were, we didn't have such a clear understanding that the battery might be something people desire more than a lighter weight device. So clearly it's going to be weightier than it was before. I mean, it was super lightweight, right? And I think he's right. I think people care more about battery life than they do about weight. But at the same time, I don't think you want this to be, I don't think you want this to hit like a kilogram, right?
No. I don't know exactly. Well, okay. So how much is a Legion Go?
It's a good question. It's nine something, I want to say.
900 grams? Okay. He's Googling everybody.
Hey. I am.
I just want to say thank you to all of you guys that are here. While he's Googling that, Chris Krause says, give us another USB-C port. They did say something about ports, and we will talk about ports later on, which I think is very important. Hopefully they listen to the right people on that. Did you find it?
Yes. So less than I thought, 854 grams with the controllers.
Okay.
So if you can get in under 854, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, plus, you know, a lot of people end up putting cases. Like, there's a whole market out there for cases for your Steam Deck and ROG Ally, and I don't know if there's ones for the Legion Go, because that's a weird thing with the detachable controllers. Yeah. But cases add significant weight, and especially like hard shell cases that you put on that just stay on, they add significant weight, and people are doing that on purpose. So yeah, I feel like you can increase the weight and get maybe, like Kerry said, 60 to 70 watt hours out of it.
Yeah, for sure. There's a good question in chat, right? Like, do you think the screen will be bigger? I don't think they addressed that, but it sounded like it's going to be the same display.
Yeah, like, I think that they the said, same panel. I think they said in the video that one of the things that people really, really like about the ROG Ally is the screen, and they're right. They do. And then they said something, I think that they said they're going to keep the same screen, which is fine. I would have liked to see a bezel shrink like we saw on the Steam Deck. Yeah. But you know what? If it's black, it's going to feel like a bezel shrink a little bit because the white around the outside. But I don't think that we're going to see a bigger screen, or I would love to be wrong. But if they make a bigger screen, that's more battery usage. So,
yep. Speaking of black, do you think the MSI Claw kind of took away from ROG Ally being black, like ROG Ally X being black? Do you think it took away from that shine right now?
I don't know. I mean, first off, no offense to anybody that got the MSI Claw, but everybody I've talked to about that thing who has had hands-on with it has said it's a bad experience. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's going to, I think the idea that, this looks like a black ROG Ally. Well, now there is a black ROG Ally. Yeah. Honestly, I think most people don't really care if it's white or black. I care because taking pictures of it for thumbnails is a friggin' nightmare because I'm not good at product photography. So that, like, every time I put the stupid ROG Ally in a thumbnail, I have fought really hard to get that to not look completely blown out.
Yep. I'm with you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know we're probably leaving display soon. I know that Kerry also in this video mentioned OLED, right? Like, behind the scenes, that's something that the Nerdness crew was really hoping for, is an OLED VRR panel on this. And ROG, Asus ROG has had, as he mentioned in his video, some OLED VRR laptops. So, man, that would have gone a long way. You have one there, huh?
I have this one right here. This is the, I always forget their name, the Zephyr G16. The 2024 version, it's expensive. It's like a $3,000 laptop that this is on loan to me from Asus. They didn't give it to me. It's expensive. It's very expensive. But the panel on this thing is Carrie's not wrong. The panel on this laptop is unbelievably good. And if anybody can make an OLED screen that tops the Steam Deck, it's Asus. They make amazing panels.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to storage. They said we're going to get different storage, different RAM, different ports, and other physical changes. Let's start with storage. What do you think they start with? Do they get rid of the lowest option that they have right now?
Yeah, I think so. One important thing is that they're changing the format, right? So it's the M2280 versus the M2230. So the 2230 being the smaller what's in the Steam Deck, right? The M2280 is the larger what is standard in a lot of laptops. So just that alone, going from 2230 to 2280, that should make a lot of people happy because it's going to be even easier to upgrade. And I still think, I don't think the Lenovo Legion Go has anything like the Ally does, where they do sort of the cloud backup and stuff like that. So, like, upgrading your hard drive on an ROG Ally is still, as far as I know, a lot easier than anything else. So there's for a lot of people, there's going to be no reason not to upgrade to a higher capacity 2280, I imagine.
So, okay, here's my question. If you were in charge of deciding storage on this thing, would you go with a lower storage in order to save cost, or and then allow people to upgrade if they want to, especially because it's pretty easy to upgrade an M.2 slot. Even this idiot can do it. or would you go with more storage by default?
They've already said that the price is going to be higher than the ROG Ally, and we'll get to that too. Yeah. So I kind of feel like this is a premium, right? Like, this is a premium device. And you have to look at it that way. So this is like Series S to Series X or something like that.
I would say it's my cane just fell. I would just say something every grandfather says. I would say that this is more like an iPad Air to Pro thing.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah. So I feel like it has to. I feel like it has to be 1 terabyte. I don't know. Am I going too high? I feel like it has to be 1 terabyte.
You know what? Let me. In a minute, I'm going to put a poll in chat to ask them, what do you think the storage should be? And I'm going to say something that I think is going to make a lot of people irritated. I bet they don't have options for storage. I think this is the premium one.
I agree. It only
has one SKU.
I agree. Which I think is actually the right call. I think it should be one. I agree with that. It should be one storage size. It should be at least 1 terabyte. It should be one RAM spec, and that should be at like 32 gigs, right? Which we'll get to. But yeah, I like that. I like that notion.
Talk a little bit more about storage while I make this poll, if you can.
So I'm seeing a couple of people here agree with me. So I'm glad to not be off base. So the ROM says base 1 terabyte and 2 or 4 terabytes as an upside. I think that's it, right? Like I see someone else say 2 terabyte base. Games are really huge right now. And the thing about like the ROG Ally X too, is that we have Hellblade 2 coming out later this month. And that's one of those games where it's like, probably not going to run very well on the Steam Deck based on the specs we've seen so far and the system requirements. So that can be sort of a flagship for ROG Ally X, right? And I know that's going to be like 100 gigs plus. I think it's like 16 gigs of RAM minimum. So again, this is just points in favor of the ROG Ally X. It's like it can play Hellblade 2.
David in chat says something very interesting. He says 2 SD card slots.
Oh man.
We'll talk more about ports in a little bit because that's interesting. So I put a poll in chat right now. People are voting. I'm going to leave that going for a little bit. I may do multiple polls throughout the video. So stick around throughout the video. And at the end, hopefully I can pull this off. At the end, I'm going to try and bring all of those polls back. Keep me honest on this, Rich. All right, let's move on to from storage to RAM. And like Rich said earlier, at the end of the video, I'm going to link to Carrie's video about this, but I don't want to say how much Carrie thinks is going to be in it because I don't want to spoil his video. So make sure when you're done with this, watch his video. Let's talk about RAM. The current ROG Ally has 16 gigs of RAM, and they're going to do more. I mean, for me, it feels like the obvious is to go up to 32. Is there like a 24? Like, is there a step in between? I don't really build computers, so I have no freaking clue.
I mean, like on a desktop, I could do it right within like a weird configuration, but that would be weird. It would be strange. So I would absolutely expect it to be 32. And you know, some of that's obviously going to go towards the GPU. Some of that already goes towards the GPU, but you can allocate even more of that when you have 32 over 16. So again, a game like Hellblade 2, which requires, I forget exactly, but I think it's 16 gigabytes of RAM and 8 gigabytes of video VRAM. So already that game is at like 24 gigabytes of what it needs. Right. So having 32 just gives you a little bit more room on top of that.
Yeah, I think that 32 is probably the sweet spot. Again, you have to manage cost in here. And I know that this is going to be the premium device, but if you go too high, like if it gets too expensive, people are just going to drag it. People are not going to buy. Some people will, but most people won't. And they have other SKUs, but I mean, I can't imagine them going higher than 32 as much as we would all love it if they did.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I think 32 is the sweet spot.
I will say that since the ROG Ally came out, Armory Crate has gotten better and better and better. And we'll talk more about Armory Crate updates later on in the episode. But Armory Crate now allows you to very easily manage your RAM and say, this, I want to reserve this much for the GPU and this much for the CPU. So much easier than it was when it first came out. At least that's my recollection of it. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about ports, because that I think might be the most exciting thing is the change to ports. And here's my question to you. Do they stick with their nonsense proprietary eGPU solution?
They have to now. Yeah,
do they have to? Do they have to? Can they include an Oculink port in this thing, or, you know, some other eGPU port?
Well, they have to continue to support the proprietary port, right? Because for folks that bought the eGPU solution, there, I mean, like, whether or not you would recommend this for upgrading, there will be people that will sell their ROG Ally and are going to buy an ROG Ally X. And there are at least some number of folks that did that are going to do that and also have the GPU. So they're going to have to continue to support their current eGPU solution. Could they also add an Oculink port? They could. I don't think they will. I think they're going to stick to their proprietary stuff.
That makes me sad.
I know. The thing that they absolutely need is another port. I would say an additional port.
An additional USB-C.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like that's a necessary? Because like the deck only has one USB-C port. I know that the Legion Go has two. Mm-hmm. I really don't use both almost ever.
I'm looking for one of my angle connectors now. Here we go. Here's one. One of these, right?
Uh-huh.
And I use this on the Steam Deck. So I think the Steam Deck needs a port at the bottom as well. Because when I'm playing sort of in bed, I'm playing with Steam Deck and the port is going up here and it curls downward to be plugged in. And I would much rather have an additional port at the bottom to plug that into. And so it's not like a weird curl on the cable.
Not only that, but I would really, really shoot. And they're scrolling on by. I would really like to see one on the bottom. And then have them sell a dock that has the eGPU built in. So then I could just go like a Nintendo Switch. Ooh, baby.
That'd be cool.
That sounds very good, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that for that, they would need something more than just their paper dock, right? So maybe that's part of their premium. But yeah, that's funny.
Paper dock, I forgot about that. Right? I threw that thing away so fast.
Yeah, I didn't need it. Yeah.
All right, so let's, okay, that's video out, we've covered, okay? Let's talk about, you know, somebody had suggested earlier, we got possibly multiple SD card slots. What do you think about that, Rich?
I'll be honest, I'm not installing a bunch of AAA games, right? So I'll install one from time to time. So I know that a lot of people that do install a lot of AAA games, they're using a lot of their space. 1 terabyte is not enough. I have the 1 terabyte OLED with a like 512 SD card. And most of my stuff still goes on just a 1 terabyte, right? Like I barely use the SD card. So 2 SD cards just feels superfluous to me. So it's a devil. I mean, like you could do it, right? Like there are retro handhelds, plenty of those retro handhelds where like the OS is on one SD card and then the data is on another SD card. So it could be done. But I just don't see a reason for it.
Same.
Yeah. We're getting larger capacity cards every day. I'm exaggerating, but you know, we're always getting new ones. So I don't think we need a whole other SD card. I think I'd rather just, if I really care about it, I'm going to replace the 2280, whatever it comes with, I'm going to upgrade it.
And same, like that's the change that I would make. If I remember correctly, for people who were replacing the M.2 drive in the original ROG Ally, wasn't there, I know that it was, wasn't it like glued in or it was easy to remove, but there was like something that was glued over it. Am I remembering that wrong?
I don't recall that. I never opened up my ROG Ally, but I remember the hearing that the process of replacing the drive was really easy.
Yeah, it was really easy, but I remember there being something with the shielding, and maybe chat can help us out. This is one of the advantages to doing this live over on the YouTube channel, is maybe chat can help us with this. Michael Benny says, I did it. There was no glue. Okay. Well, there you go. Maybe I'm just remembering something wrong, or maybe that was the Legion Go. Like there was something that was harder about one of them that was not as easy as the Steam Deck, or maybe it was the Steam Deck that was the hardest one.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Emilio asks, you're not thinking of the Steam Deck's battery. So maybe it is the battery. Yeah, the battery had the glue, of course. The Legion Go was pretty easy. That one I did open up. There was like a strong adhesive on that one, like that covered, I forget what portion, but like the fan or something like that. And so like, I mean, it wasn't that bad. You just, yeah. Legion glue.
Legion glue, I love it.
But yeah, it was pretty straightforward, I would say. The Legion Go was
awesome. Right now in chat, I'm running a poll, and the results of the polls will be at the end of the show. But the poll is, will Asus give us Oculink? So if you're watching this, make sure to vote and let us know what you think. All right, so let's move on from, well, no, what? So they said ports. So what, I mean, USB-C, maybe an extra USB-C. Is there anything else you can think of?
That's the only thing I would expect is an additional USB-C. I think any more than that, you know, someone in the chat, I'll see if I could find it, but mentioned, you know, we have to like consider price when we're speccing this, right? Like we're drafting a lot of things. And we absolutely have to consider price here. And I know it's going to be more expensive than the ROG Ally. But I don't think that they can necessarily afford to change the shell too much. And I expect maybe one additional USB-C port, and that would be it.
Okay. They said other physical changes. I mean, obviously, they could say other physical changes, and it being black is the other physical change, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like there, what would you replace on the current ROG Ally in to like, if you were designing the X for other physical changes, what would you change?
So I mean, I don't use the ROG Ally on a regular basis. I know that some folks preferred like the grips of the MSI Claw. I believe Russ did not prefer the grips. I think he still preferred sort of the ROG Ally.
Yeah, he did.
Shell. Yeah. But what I'm curious about too, though, is with a bigger battery, are you just going to necessitate a bigger shell, right? So most likely, I know that Steam Deck was able to fit bigger capacity in the same size shell, but when you're talking about double battery life, I mean, that's going to be a much bigger battery. So I would expect that you're going to need more room in that shell.
The only reason that they were able to do that is because they switched to OLED, which was a thinner panel. And that allowed them to put in a thicker battery. So do you think it gets bigger, like physically bigger or just physically thicker?
Thicker, physically thicker. So I think the screen size remains the same. I think the height remains the same, but I do think it'll be thicker. And I think with that may come like slightly more pronounced grips.
Yeah, I would like them to smooth out the bottom. I wish I had mine isn't in this room and not handy. I would like them to have smoothed out those bottom corners, make them a little more round, and to make them a little bit thicker. Like my Steam Deck's all the way over there, so I can't show you, but like the Steam Deck, which is so like, that's got big beefy handles on it, and that's the reason that's probably the main reason. No, that's not the main reason. That's one of the many reasons that I prefer the Deck over the Ally, is because of those big beefy grips. That being said, if I only had the ROG Ally, I wouldn't really complain about its comfort. It's pretty good.
Yep. Then there's the, as far as physical changes, Michael Benny mentions the interchangeable joysticks. I wonder what they mean by that, right? So this is, I think that's in the Verge article too, but yeah, so it is. So in the Verge article, it says the Ally X should also be even more repairable with redesigned joystick modules that are more interchangeable and upgradable, I imagine, if Gullikit steps up. So certainly I expect Gullikit to make an aftermarket analog stick, and I've replaced the analog sticks on the Steam Deck super easy, especially with those like iFixit tutorials and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. I kind of, again, I don't want to blow up the price of this and, you know, go way above what they can afford to make, but I kind of expected that this would have had analog hall sticks too, right? Like this is that's something that Asus could have used to differentiate from Steam Deck. I know that Valve said they alluded to not being as reliable. I wonder if that's just producing them at scale or what. So maybe that was a consideration for Asus too, but it would have been interesting to see them launch with Hall Effect sticks and sort of have that as something that differentiates them from the Steam Deck, especially as a premium device.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know that I care as much. I mean, look, I never ran into drift issues. I know everybody's the Switch, horrible drift issues, right? Mm-hmm. The Steam Deck never had a drift issue. ROG Ally never had a drift issue. Legion Go never had a drift issue. But I have also seen other people complain about drift issues on all three of those devices. And that's the problem that the Hall Effect is the solution for, is it makes it so drift is less likely to occur, because potentiometer sticks, they will wear down over time. Could Hall Effect sticks also do that? Yes, but they do, in my understanding, last longer than potentiometer sticks. I don't know how much more expensive it is to make Hall Effect sticks than it is to make potentiometer sticks.
Yeah, and listen, honestly, the more important than using Hall Effect sticks is exactly what they did. Making it more repairable is way more important, right? Like I'm okay with taking what I have and just replacing it with the same sticks as long as I have the capacity to do so, right? So the fact that I can't replace the battery in my phone by myself without like really expensive tools irks me all the time. So just the fact that I could replace the sticks regardless of what it is, and this they intentionally made it easier to do so, that's huge.
Yeah, and if you look at what Valve did, I never opened up my Asus ROG Ally, so I don't know what the board looks like. Yeah. But the Steam Deck, they specifically had daughter boards for the sticks, and those daughter boards for the sticks are not connected to the main unit, and all of the little ribbon cables are labeled extremely well. So it is very, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's very easy to replace the sticks on a Steam Deck. And if they're following that and going with separate daughter boards for the sticks, that's awesome. And that's a huge win for anybody that wants to use the ROG Ally X.
If I recall correctly, it does already have daughter boards.
Oh, it does. Okay.
I never opened it myself. I've just seen teardowns of it. And I haven't watched those teardowns since they were, published. But I want to say they had daughter boards. So good on them.
Yeah. And if you are somebody who has torn it apart and checked in chat, let us know. Brandon ESP, who knew that I was going to pick his comment ahead of time because of the ESP, he said, I'm convinced people just like saying Hall Effect at this point. It's fun to say.
And there's truth to that, right? Like not that that's just something people want to say, but that it's a lot of marketing. Like you mentioned, you haven't experienced stick drift on the Steam Deck on the ROG Ally. Neither have I. I have a few Steam Decks and I don't have stick drift on any of them. I have had other issues, but not that. So I think the fact that, again, you can just replace it is good enough.
And we just had Chris S. in chat said, replacing sticks on the Ally is already easy. So, hey, nice. There you go. Nice. Knights Online asks, how much heavier is it now? We don't know.
We don't know.
Here, let me ask you a question. I'm going to end this poll and take a screenshot of it so that I can bring it back in later. I want to do another poll. How heavy can it be? And you said that a kilogram is the killing point for you. Like if it gets past a kilogram, you're not interested.
It's like way over. It's even worse than I thought, right? Because if the Legion goes 854, adding on 150 grams to that is a lot. I was just looking up the Ioneo Kun, and I don't know how much that weighs. It's been a while. I know it's pretty heavy.
I think that might be more than a kilogram, but I don't know off the top of my head. What I will say is what really surprised me. If you go back to our live stream when Carrie and I first, like, because we were the first ones to like to have them show up at our house, the Steam Deck OLED, and like we were doing a live stream, and you specifically said, you said, can you feel the difference? Do you remember how much of a difference it is between the LCD deck and the OLED deck?
It depends, but it's 100 to like 125 grams.
Yeah, and I didn't anticipate that I would feel that difference. I think it might be less than that. I didn't anticipate that I would feel that difference, but I did feel the difference. Now, I have to be completely transparent. I had replaced the shell in what might be the worst live stream of my life. I had replaced the shell on my original Steam Deck, so I don't know how it really compares to a non-replacement shell because, you know, different plastics and stuff, but I could feel the difference, and it surprised me how much I could feel the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Ioneo Kun is 900. But interestingly, right, we just talked about the Legion Go, that's 854. So it's only a 46 gram difference, and the Ioneo Kun feels so much heavier. So that just speaks to kind of the, like, and that's something that we said a lot about the Steam Deck, right? Like the original is just the way that that weight is balanced. I think someone said the same thing about the MSI Claw. There are a lot of different like ways to balance it that can make that weight feel lighter. And you know, ROG does seem pretty good at this sort of like industrial design. So I am optimistic that whatever battery they put in there, they're going to target still keeping it comfortable.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
All right. So we hit all of the hardware. Anything else about the hardware that you want to talk about before we move on?
I think we touched everything. We talked about the repairable sticks, the M2, 2280, the RAM. Yeah, I want to say we touched everything. I guess we could talk about controls really quickly. You asked me about controls, anything I would change. There's nothing I would change other than what we talked about. But like, do you think that everything else will remain the same? D-pad, joysticks, things like that.
You know what I would do completely? Like, just no way this would happen.
Yeah,
I would put six face buttons. I would bring back the Sega Genesis ABC XYZ. Yeah. Bring it back, baby. What else could they change? I mean, maybe Hall Effect triggers.
I think they have those for the Ally, I want to say.
Oh, do they? Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember. Yeah. The bumpers on the Ally, they feel a little off. Like it's not bad. But compared to other things, I feel like I'm not really a fan of the bumpers. So yeah. I would want the bumpers to be more ergonomic. What a nebulous thing. I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just saying make it better. How much better? 50% better. How do you measure that? I don't know. Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah, I've had problems with the Steam Deck bumpers. Oh my God. Right? Yeah, so like just, I don't know. And it's hard to describe. Did the Ally have gyro? Didn't it have gyro?
It does have gyro. I haven't tested it in ages, but the gyro implementation on, am I thinking of it? Okay, so it had gyro, but it was disabled at the beginning, right?
For a long time.
And I'm not sure if I'm remembering the Legion Go or the ROG Ally, because too many friggin' handhelds, but I believe that one of them or the other, and I think it might have been the Legion Go, had gyro, but it was really bad. Like, it was only allowed you to use it as a stick, and bad news bears there.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the ROG Allies gyro is better than that. And that they continue to improve it. But it's honestly nearly impossible to match Steam and Steam Deck, right? Because it's all the things put together. It's Steam Deck, the hardware has it built in. It is, and then the OS handles it, right? Like they've built the drivers for it. And then Steam itself recognizes this as a controller versus the ROG Ally, where it's different components, right? So then in the ROG Ally or in anything else like the Aya Neo-kun, you have to configure it in whatever software they've written, which you have to understand. What is that?
Kune. Because it's Chinese for big fish.
Got it. Okay. So you have to configure it in whatever software they've written, whether it's Aya Neo, Asus. And the honest to God's truth is that they're just years behind what Valve has done with gyro software, right? And Valve has dedicated engineers that I follow on Twitter. And I think they're contractors, right? But Obs, right, is the main one, who this is his pretty much his job, I think, is to work on primarily gyro input on Steam specifically, not necessarily Steam Deck, just Steam.
And that's the thing. They're like all the other handheld manufacturers are chained by Windows.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said earlier, Play Nice Games said trackpad. Yeah, I would love to see trackpads, but guess what? It's going to be a bad implementation because it's not because it's friggin' Windows. And the thing about the Steam Deck's trackpads are that they are not simply a way to move a mouse around. They are like the trackpad on the Legion Go, a huge disappointment. And when I saw it, I was excited, but it doesn't do anything other than move the mouse around. So what is the point?
And for the Legion Go specifically, that was like literally what it was made for, right? Meaning they didn't really do any of like the analog to mouse stuff that the ROG Ally does or that the Aya Neo does. So instead of analog to mouse, they just give you a trackpad and make that easier, but it's only meant to navigate, to make navigating Windows on a handheld possible. Forget easy, just to make it possible.
Real quick, I just want to say to everybody who's watching, if you have specific questions for us, because there's 400 people watching right now, if you there's a lot of you talking to each other, which is great. I love that. But if you have a specific question that you want us to answer, you got two options. If you want to guarantee we answer it, use the super chat feature. If you want to make it easier for me to find your questions near the end of the show, then precede your question with two cues, because I can search in the comments and find two cues and then find everybody's question that has two cues in it. And we'll get through as many as we can, but we will obviously prioritize the super chat stuff. So we covered trackpads. I've forgotten what else we got to talk about hardware-wise.
All right, last thing on controls. Someone mentioned more back buttons like the Steam Deck. And I like four. I use four. You know what I do at this point now is I just let it do the default Steam thing, and I'm trying to use that so that I can get a better like learning of what's A, B, X, Y. So when you just click on Steam, just enable back buttons, it's always going to map the same back buttons to ABXY. So I'm just trying to get used to learning that, right? So whatever button's A, usually jump, I can get used to that.
Yeah. Emilio Sanchez, two letter Qs, not two Qs of two Qs. You're killing me, man. I don't care about two more back paddles. I want them for you guys. I want them to be there for everybody else. I'm not going to use them. I will say I don't like the way that Valve did the default for me, because
That's part of why I'm trying to get used to it. It's not what my brain wants to do at all.
Yeah, I always want to, because I move with my left hand, mm-hmm. I want jump and duck to be on the right side. And because I shoot with my right hand, I always want reload and something else to be on the other side. And then Valve did it the opposite way, which I can understand why they would do that. And I can obviously change it if I want. Like, I don't have to do, I don't have to do what they did. That's what I would like to do. I do think that Armory Crate, holy cow, it has come a long way.
Yeah.
So much better than it was at the beginning. And we'll talk. Are you ready to move on to software?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because we're going to probably get out of here in about a half an hour, just so everybody knows. All right. So, or maybe even sooner, depending on how many questions and comments come in. Let's talk about the software. So they showed off a couple of things in this. So let me bring this up on screen. Audio listeners, I'll do my best to describe it to you. What'd you say?
I said it's pretty much the only thing they showcased is the new Armory Crate.
Yeah, so the new Armory Crate. So first off, they showed off that they now have a favorites tab. That's a good move. They have an all games tab, and then they have a game platforms tab. That I love, because that is the only thing that I launch through Armory Crate. I always launch Steam in big picture mode, and then I just use Steam in big picture mode to use it. So I like that they separated that out. When you're using the ROG Ally, do you launch stuff through there, or do you just jump into Steam big picture mode?
I pretty much just go straight to Steam at this point. Yeah, I almost never launch from here. I use this to launch Steam, and that's it. How about you?
Same thing. On the Legion Go, I have a tendency to actually use it like a Windows PC. Because the screen is so big, it makes it easier for me to hit those touch targets. And so, like, I will literally, with the exception of, like if I launch Steam, I will use big picture mode. But if I'm trying anything else, I just use the touch screen, and I'm on Windows desktop, and I'm like, tap on the Xbox thing, launch. And it's not the best, but Armory Crate is far and away 1,000 times better than the Legion. What's Legion Space?
Yeah.
I think Armory Crate has
gotten better.
It has gotten better. In fact, it got a lot better right after launch. But Armory Crate, I think, has pulled ahead, but they have also had more time.
Exactly. Yeah. And what was I going to say is one of the things that like got buried in the like Microsoft bad news is that just a day before, maybe it was the same day. No, it was the day after. Yeah, that's why, because I was so upset that I was like, I don't care. But the next day they announced that they are making changes to the Xbox app to be even more handheld friendly. I mean, it didn't sound like a lot, right? Like, it just sounded like better navigation with control pad, things like that. So I feel like this is, again, kind of Microsoft working hand in hand with Asus on, you know, this June 2nd event and this launch.
Yeah, I think that will definitely help. What would help more is and nothing against Armory Crate, because I do think that they've come a long way. But what would help more is if they just ditch Armory Crate and have the Xbox app detect the software that's installed on your system and automatically launched if you're on a handheld. And then that just makes it a better experience, because the thing about the ROG Ally is I constantly need to use like the touch screen for stuff, and the touch targets are too small. So I just don't like it. Like, that's the thing that I don't like about it. It's not that the screen is bad, because it's not. And it's not that the screen is too small, because it's not. It's that the UI that you constantly are forced into using, because Windows is not built for this kind of thing, is just bad. It's funny. I saw somebody the other day. They said, would you like them to go back to Windows 8? With the little, with those little tiles? No, I would not. But then they need to come up with something.
Yeah, and I think they know they do, right? Like that's something that they're clearly working towards. But you know, they're also letting go of people left and right. So how quickly can they work towards that?
Well, they're only firing the people that make games.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, another thing that they showed off in Armory Crate is that they have, and this is muted, yes, good, as they have like this new UI, which, sure, it looks good. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about this, but it's nice. It allows them to put like a, it's a carousel mode, and it puts a big picture behind it. Kind of like the Steam Deck kind of does this. Although, do you ever pay attention to what's behind the images? I almost think that you should just make those not show up like that.
So I don't, but I will say I've seen the, and I've done customizations before, but I've seen the way that people customize the Steam Deck, right? With Decky Loader and CSS Loader. And man, they do such a great job. Some of those themes and stuff like that looks so damn good. And it makes me want to do it, but I end up not doing it. And I don't feel very good at that stuff. But I always see people's stuff and I just want to copy it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw it on ETA Prime. Every time he fires up his Steam Deck, it's always got like a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, woof, that's ugly. But I like that you can customize it the way that you want. You know, you can customize the ROG Ally the way that you want. Like, you can show which way. Is it going to be a horizontal scroll or a vertical scroll? You can show where the cover art is. You can say how big the cover art is going to be. All of that, all of those are good changes that I don't really feel like is going to have a big impact on how you use it. What I will say would have a bigger impact on how you use it is the new game option. So if you're on like a game art and you press X, I believe it is. It's probably on screen. No, it's not. And you press X, you can now share your game profiles. So any customizations that you've made for layouts and stuff, so you can share them on Discord, like, for instance, the Nerd Nest community Discord link down below, or the Fan the Deck community Discord. I will try and remember to put a link down below as well. But what this needs is a way to just find other ones without leaving Armory Crate.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just another one of those things where they're going to be a little bit behind Valve. But I love the idea. And I love, you know, one of the big things about this, just them teasing the software update, which I think did go underappreciated on that stream, is that they're not, this is not just about the ROG Ally X, but they're supporting the original ROG Ally, right?
Yes.
That's really huge to me. And they've shown that they're supporting the original ROG Ally with like the SD card replacements, the refund policy changing, things like that. So I'm really happy with how they've continued to support this. And I think, again, I've said it before, but it shows that they're just in it for the long haul, right? This is not just fly by night. This is not just a new model. So even though I have my reservations about this announcement of an announcement, and I do think that this is, you know, maybe too little for some folks, I am just happy to see that they're putting full support into this market.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else in the software that we missed?
No, I do hope, I'd like to see how they advance gyro functionality in the software. So I it's something that takes iteration, right? So I'd like to see if there's anything new in 1.5 or beyond.
Okay. Let's talk about the name. The ROG X. If I could throw an echo on this in real time, I'd be X, you know?
maybe MSI Claw buried the bar. Maybe the bar is so low. I love ROG Ally X. I think that's a great name. What do you
really
think?
Okay. I think it's so lame. It screams to me of like 1990s. The X Games, Doritos X, like all the X when it was all 1990, late 90s, X was the thing.
Yeah.
Do you think Xbox Microsoft gave them money and said, call it the X?
Someone said that. Hold on. I'm going to find the comment so you can highlight it.
Okay.
Chris said Microsoft spell working that with Asus.
K-R-I-S-S?
K-R-I-Z-Z, double Z.
Oh, he said a lot of stuff.
Okay, so he said MS working with Asus? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Yeah, there
got you
go. R-O-G-L-I-X-box. Listen, yeah, I mean, like, this is Xbox's branding, right? Like Series X, so Xbox One X. So, yeah, I see a lot of hints of working with Microsoft. I don't think that that timing of the Xbox app is a mistake. I think the timing of the announcement that it's going to be more handheld friendly. I think,
right.
Like they have to choose partners to work with. And, you know, they have three candidates right now, MSI, Asus, and Lenovo. And I'm sure they're going to work with as many as possible. But if you have to pick one sort of premier partner, it's going to be Asus, right?
Yeah. Sorry. I got just say that last part again. I got distracted by chat.
I was saying that they like Microsoft is going to work with each of those, right? MSI, yes. Asus, Lenovo. But if you had to pick like a premier partner to work with, like ROG Ally is the one. X going to give it to you. Yeah. Going to give it to you. Yeah.
I don't even really care for hip hop and I love that song.
Someone, and we can go back to the QQs later, but I do want to address this one pretty quickly. Bazite on Legion Go or RG Ally. I'm a huge proponent. Like, I'm huge, right? Like, it, you might at first be turned off by, like, just installing an OS, right? Like, for some people, it's going to be something that takes some amount of time. I found the process to be really easy for installing Bazite OS on the Lenovo Legion Go. And I personally do not care very much about like online anti-cheat games. I'm okay with, you know, what I mostly play indies, right? So
yeah,
Steam OS is great for me. Bazite worked wonderfully for me on the Lenovo Legion Go. There's a little bit, I will say there's a little bit of a myth that it's going to improve battery life tremendously. Maybe it improves it a little bit, but I didn't see a lot of that. It just works for if you want to a more convenient operating system. And then also if you want better integration with like the gyro, it works really great with that.
Okay. That's good to know. I had sat down multiple times and thought about making a video of upgrading my my Legion Go to Bazite. And like I was even talking to the guys who make Bazite, like, because they had emailed me. And yeah, I ended up, every single time I end up walking away thinking, I don't have time for this right now.
It's not bad. It's not. You spent 8 hours replacing your shell, installing Bazite OS.
And I regret that.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get into the Qs and the As. So if you got Qs that you want As for, then throw those Qs into chat. Before we do, we did get a super chat that came in. Came from Insane589. They said, thoughts on the RAM increase, 24 or 32? We actually talked about that earlier on in the show. But we are of the opinion it is probably going to be 32. Here's my question to you, Rich. If it's 24, would you be disappointed? Or would you be like, nah, it's probably fine?
I would probably be the latter. I'd probably be like, yeah, it's fine. I don't like 32 just makes more sense to me, but if they felt like 24 is going to save them some cost, I don't think you absolutely need 32. Again, if you want to play like Hellblade 2, I think 24 will suffice. So I think that's fine. Especially if you're just thinking about this as a gaming machine, but I could be wrong on that.
That's fair. The ROM 3, longtime friend of the show. He's been in chat and in my Discord for ages. He says, how many references to Copilot will we get on June 2nd? Oh, Copilot. And Microsoft, you and your ads and Copilot can just get bent. I don't want that crap. Get it out of here. Am I the only one that feels this way, Rich? Or are you being unreasonable?
No, not at all. Yeah, they've been going hard on Copilot. I mean, everybody is, right? Like, not just Copilot, but the M4 chip and all the AI talk there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure worldwide developer conference, we're going to hear a lot more of that. So it is everywhere. But I do feel like Microsoft in particular has ramped it up. I will say, I'm not, my take on LLMs is not like black and white. I have a lot of thoughts on them. I think if someone doesn't want their art to be used for training, then I think, you know, we should somehow find a way to respect that,
yes,
for example. But at the same time, I do think that ChatGPT and Copilot can be helpful. This is speaking as a software developer. So I have used Copilot, right? I will say Copilot has, it feels like, reduced a lot of the friction for AI. I mean, we're jumping into a different topic now.
Yeah. So I'll also say I have a whole lot less of a problem with Copilot than I do with ads. Like, don't, yes, put your, exactly, ads in my operating,
that's the
system.
Problem.
That's really the problem. The problem, but I'm lumping them together because I can, because it's mm-hmm. my show. So don't yell at me. Mm-hmm. Or yell at me because engagement. let's see.
Feel away.
What's that?
Or because you feel away.
Yeah.
We're here for all the opinions.
That's right. Yell at me all you want. Let's see. R.L. Stein. Mm-hmm. Hey, love the books. They said, yes, how would you go with an OLED Steam Deck over a standard ROG Ally? How much are you expecting the ROG Ally X to cost? Which brings us to a poll that I had posted. And I'm going to have you answer this question while I get a screenshot to put on screen.
Okay, so with regard to Steam Deck OLED versus ROG Ally, I'm the wrong person to ask. I am always going to choose the Steam Deck OLED. It's not that I consider myself biased, although some people do, which is fine. It's that I know what I like, right? Like I mentioned before, I like indie games. I like long battery life. One of the anecdotes I've told here and on my videos is that I went on a trip. We were on a flight. My son was playing the ROG Ally. I was playing the Steam Deck OLED. We were both playing Balatro. My battery, he exhausted his battery. I gave him a battery pack. He exhausted that too. And by the time he exhausted the battery pack, I was down to 57% battery life. So I got to play on the flight for the remainder of the flight, and he had to, you know, read a book. So, right. Terrible. It just fits my lifestyle so much better. But that doesn't mean that the ROG Ally isn't great. I think it's going to, like, if you're someone that is very, again, I'm going to go back to that example. You're very excited for Hellblade 2. I would not recommend the Steam Deck OLED. I would recommend the ROG Ally.
Yeah. And I think that's a perfectly safe, I mean, look, there, I constantly get people who say that I'm biased against this or I'm biased for this. Guess what? Every single person in the world has biases. If you want completely neutral reviews, get ready to be completely bored to tears. You got to have opinion in there. And
yes,
everybody has their biases, and I own my biases. Yes, I would get a Steam Deck OLED over the ROG Ally X any day of the week. That mm-hmm. being said, that's because that use case works really well for me. If you're somebody who loves Game Pass, do not buy an OLED Steam Deck in any case. And there's going to be people that say, well, you could just install Windows on it. You're going to have a bad time. The drivers aren't there yet. You're better off getting a Windows device. If you play games that require anti-cheat stuff, you're better off getting a Windows device if you want Game Pass. And those two things, I don't think, are ever going to change, unfortunately. So there's different strokes for different folks, as the kids say. As far as price, what do you think?
What was the price of the Ally? 700?
700.
I think if I'm thinking of this as a premium, I still think it should be 799. That's my thought.
Okay. I ran a poll in chat, and I'm going to put that on screen. I said, how much is the most you would pay for it? 60% mm-hmm. said 700, so they want it to be the same price. You're going to be in for disappointment, people. Okay.
Yeah.
30% said 800, which is what you were just saying, Rich. Yeah. 6% said that they would be willing to pay 1,000 for this, and 1% said 900. So there and you go.
So only 104 votes, right? So like that's six people, right, that are willing to spend $1,000. I think, you know, and those people that answered 700, they answered honestly, right? Because it's not what did they expect the price to be. It's what is the most that they would pay.
Right.
So that's important for ROG to know. There are going to be folks out there that are not going to want to spend more than 700. And I think that's fair.
Which this, listen, this is the thing. Little conspiracy theory time right here. This is why they didn't tell us the price yet.
Correct.
It's so they could watch what everybody's talking about. And like, they're going to see all of the conversation about it. And then they're going to make their decision after that, I believe. They already know what they're expecting, but they might change gears based on everybody's reaction to this stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. We had a question from, Gentle Stone. They said, is this the device Phil Spencer was daydreaming about? Will we also see an Xbox Mobile? Not this year, I don't think.
Yeah, I would agree. So, I mean, they said that they're going to, what is it, announce new hardware by the end of the year, some new hardware, right? But we don't know what that is. We don't know if that's a handheld.
We don't know if that's a controller.
Oh man, that's a good point. We don't know if that's a controller. And if there's one thing I learned about Microsoft is to not trust them this week. So.
God, yes. Especially because the day that they made the layoffs, they announced that new controller.
Yes, the Feel the Burn controller.
Come on. Yeah. Could you be more tone deaf, Microsoft?
Yeah. Yeah, I made a video like all about the things that Microsoft has said. So, like, and I'm like, clearly it's going to happen because they said it. So, like, that age like milk. That's fine. Nonetheless, I think this is on the path of Phil's musing, right? Phil's musings. I think that he has influence in this, and this is starting to get there. But I don't think it's the end goal. I think we still have a long ways to go for Windows and on a handheld to be anywhere near what Steam Deck is.
Yeah. And we had a bunch of questions asking from everybody about, you know, is this the thing that Phil Spencer was talking about? So I'm not going to, we kind of have answered those questions. Blue Broham says, with Windows taking another crack at ARM devices to keep pace with MacBooks, do you see there being an ARM-based PC handhelds in the near future? And Rich's head cannot stop nodding.
So I don't know. I'm nodding for a little bit of a different reason, but I'm nodding because it's something I've thought about a lot, right? So I have the same question as Blue. Excuse me. I think that we are currently like facing two big sea changes, and one of those two big potential sea changes. And one of those is this specifically, right? Like if Microsoft can convince people that Windows on ARM is good enough to switch to, that could really, I don't know. It could really change the way PC gaming is today. And I think that's what they want, right? So I think it's something that they're going to try to do, but it's hard for me to say that they'll be successful in doing so. Like, we just have so much x86 and none of the translation layers are there yet. And it's going to take a long time, I think, for that to happen.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And look, the advantage that Apple has over Windows is that they control what goes on their hardware pretty tightly, and they have a reputation for that. So a lot of times they can just tell devs, we're making this switch. If you want your stuff to work on our stuff, you're going to make this switch. And a lot of times the people who make software for Mac, they will do that. And the reason that they do that is because they know that they'll make money if they do it. If they don't do it, then the stuff will stop running on the new Macs, and then those devs will be left out to dry. So a lot of them will update. Windows has that legacy thing about them that makes it harder for them to push devs to do that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing the other thing that Apple has an advantage in quotes right here is that they don't have a gaming legacy. There's nothing there right. to like port forward. They don't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah.
Microsoft, I think would be smart to worry about that. Whether or not they will worry about that, I don't know, but they would be smart to consider the year's history of gaming and how that's going to play on ARM devices in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Just so everybody knows, we got about 10 minutes left. So get your questions in. If you really want to make sure you use a super chat. Let's talk really quick about another poll that I had run. I said, how much storage should the Steam Deck, you can tell I talk about the Steam Deck too much. How much storage should it have? Should it ship with? 65% said 1 terabyte. 18% said 2 terabytes. 12% said 512. And 4 terabytes is 3%. I think 4 terabytes is crazy. There's no way that would ever happen. Yeah. I do think 2 terabytes is possible.
You still need people to have a reason to upgrade, right? So if you give people 4 terabytes, there's no reason to upgrade at that point.
Well, for now.
For now. Yeah. I think I could see 2 terabytes being a sweet spot, but with that many people voting for 1 terabyte, maybe Asus is watching this and they're like, yeah, maybe we'll just stick to 1 terabyte.
Asus, if you're watching, we would love to interview you on the show.
There you go.
All right. We also got a question. This one is very quick. Would Aura wants to know, would I install Bazite Live? PNL says, is it the same chip? Yes, it is the Z1 Extreme chip. So not much else to say about that. Cityscape Start says, do you think we will see more options below 10 watt TDP for the Ally X? No, because it's the same chip.
Correct.
Should we expect an official price drop for the original Z1 Extreme model? Now, this would be interesting. They said the X will be more expensive
than the
Z1 Extreme model.
Yeah.
This is if they really want to wow everybody,
yeah,
drop the price of the Z1 Extreme model and then put the X out at the price of the Z1 Extreme model is now. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
But oh man.
Yeah. They're not good. They haven't been good enough at surprising us like that. But if they did that, that would be huge.
That would be very big. People would be very, very excited about that. Yeah. Let's see. I think that is there a way for manufacturers to ship their handhelds with Bazite or similar OS installed? Absolutely. But right now, Lenovo Legion Go and ROG Ally, they're partnering with Microsoft. So
I think so.
They get money from Microsoft. That's why you see the 3 months of Game Pass on these devices. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, even if they weren't getting money, just having that relationship, right? Like if you don't launch with Bazite or even SteamOS, once we get SteamOS for all, if you're Lenovo and you don't launch with one of those, you're not pissing anyone off. But if you don't launch with Windows, then you might have to do some relationship management with Microsoft.
Yeah, I would really like to see me be able to go to the store and select a drop down, ship me one with Windows, ship me one with Linux, whatever the flavor of the day is. I think that would be great. Another poll that we had run, I said, how many grams would you put up with? How many more grams would you put up with? I'm going to save the big one for the end, but 22% said 100 grams. 21% said 50 grams. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at people. Sorry. 15% said 75 grams higher. And 40%, this is the biggest chunk, they said all the grams. They don't care how much it weighs,
basically. So Asus was right about being wrong, right? They said that they thought weight was important and they didn't care so much about battery life, or consumers didn't care so much about battery life. And I think that poll proves that, people really care about battery life and they care to a degree about weight, but not in the face of battery life.
Randy Rivera. Has a very interesting question. Dbrand has been is releasing a new case for the Ally. They've been working on it for a while. before the Ally X. Do you think it will fit the new Ally X due to the new battery thickness? Well, let's base this completely on the Steam Deck's Kill Switch case, right? That thing fits super tight. Like, it was form-fitting. There was no room for wiggle room.
You couldn't even have a skin, like a full skin.
Right. That's why they had the window skins that they had. If it's the same format as the one for the Steam Deck, no freaking way. And I bet you, like, right now, the people over at Dbrand are like, oh, come on. Now we got to make a new thing. But I will say, Russ, if you guys don't watch the podcast on the regular, Russ, a.k.a. Retro Game Core, just made a fantastic video where he went through and he looked at a bunch of different cases for his Steam Deck. Highly recommend that you check out that video, and I will try and link that in the description. Of course, this is live, so I can't do it now, but later on. Listen, we have 5 minutes to wrap things up. Do you guys have more questions? Send them in real quick. Rich, any final thoughts?
No, real quick. I want to highlight, if you could, yes. I don't know how to pronounce this name, but it's one of the questions. I think you intentionally may have skipped it over. It starts with QQ random question. It's by ACDNAN is the user.
I may have just missed it. NC what?
QQ rent, actually Animal Well. That's the thing you're searching
for. Actually, I Animal started Well. That and I was going to come back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to end on it. We'll talk a little bit more, but I do want to point this out. Animal Well is out today. Animal Well is the game that was published by Donkey. I don't know much about it yet. The thing I know is that Carrie has been praising it, and he called it a Metroidvania Outer Wilds. And Outer Wilds for me is an all-timer. So I am going to be digging into this game tonight. So I will be playing Animal Well. But also, today was huge, guys. Animal Well came out. The Operation Guns DLC for Vampire Survivors came out. What else did I buy? I bought a few things. Sorry, I'm going real quick to my... Shoot, I forgot what was the other one. Rabbit and Steel or something was another one. I don't
know anything about that one.
Yeah. And then, oh, Crow Country, the like Resident Evil PSX style survival horror came out today too. So it was a big day for indie fans.
It was. I just got a message. Somebody said, Bill, if you boot into... It scrolled away. If you boot into Steam Big Picture mode, what's the difference? The difference is that sometimes the games make me go into Windows mode. Like, that's the thing. On the deck, I never have to deal with it. On a Windows handheld, sometimes I got to do stuff, and that's annoying to me. That's the only big difference, really.
Yeah.
That and all of the trackpad stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Blue Broham said Pac-Man Megatunnel Battle Chomp Champs is finally no longer Stadia exclusive. I'm telling you, today was huge, man.
It was. And so the person had asked, is Animal Well something that we're going to talk about on the next episode? Absolutely. We're going to talk about it on the next episode because I bought it this morning and I played it for about an hour before I went in for my surgery. Let's see. I guess the last thing that I want to say before we wrap up is, we got a couple of super chats came in, so I just want to thank those people. We have Blue Broham said, I just love you guys, and I'm not complaining about seeing Rich all over my feed this weekend between this, his channel, and the Steam Deck HQ podcast, which, by the way, make sure that you guys check out the Steam Deck HQ podcast. I will try to link it. I got a lot of things I got to try and link, and we'll see if I can get to it. But make sure that you check that out.
I'm not going to be on the next Nerdness, right? So you wanted a strict cast of four, which I think is a good call. But I'll see if I should be able to be in chat. So I'll be in chat for that one. That's going to be fun.
Oh, it will be fun. But thank you very much for the super chat, Blue Broham. We appreciate you. And Cake Batter sent in a super chat and they just said, great show. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
This was really fun.
It was. I love doing live shows. We don't do them enough, and that's mostly because of just my time. But I always appreciate when you guys come and hang out live with us. And this was a great idea, Rich. And we got to do this stuff more often. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. You are awesome. And Rich, tell everybody. Oh, God, I almost forgot. Listen, we're live right now, but before we go anywhere, did that show up in chat? There we go. Yes. I'm going to paste it a few times. This is Carrie's.
Yes.
Hopefully I don't get banned for spamming in my own channel or something. That's the video. That's Carrie's video about this very topic. So make sure that you guys check it out. Rich, tell everybody where they can find your stuff in case this is their first time here.
Fan the deck. If you want to watch some Steam Deck YouTube videos, you can go to youtube.com/C/fan the deck.
And this guy is this close to 100,000 subs. So get That's your butts true. Over I'm there, almost there and do it.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Stay rad, everybody. Bye bye.
All right. Peace. What'd you say, Luke? Oh, good night, kiddo.